In the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, only one God, Amen. Today, the 28th day of the blessed month of Barun, may God, being of goodness, and endue it for us in peace and tranquility, while our sin and iniquity are forgiven through the tender mercy of our Lord, O my Father, and my brethren, Amen. On this day of the year 283 AM, June 22nd, 567 AD, thanks to Odysseus, the 33rd Pope of Alexandria departed after the departure of Pope Timothy, the bishops and the Orthodox Christians gathered and ordained. This father, a patriarch, he was a learned man and well rehearsed in the church books. Soon after, the enemy of this god entered some evil men from the city of Alexandria to take access, archdeacon and of the church of the city of Alexandria, and appoint him a patriarch. That happened with the help of Julian, who was examined by Pope Timothy for his approval of the Council of Chalcedon. When they appointed Axius, they exiled Pope Theodosius to the city of Germanus, Saint Severus, Saint Antiochus Patriarch, who was residing in the Sakha in the Egyptian land, comforted and strengthened him. He reminded him of the tribulation that came upon the apostles and John Chrysostom of the Golden Mouth. 6 months after the exile of Pope Theodosius, he went to the city of the Malik and dwelt there for 2 years. Afterwards, the people of the city of Alexandria went to the governor and demanded from him the return of their legitimate shepherd and the expulsion of Axius the fraudulent. When the news reached Emperor Justinian and the gold-loving Emperor Theodora, she sent a letter to the church in Alexandria to ask about the legitimacy of the ordination of Pope Theodosius, for it was according to the canon of the church he should be reinstated on his chair. A council of lay people and 120 priests convened and unanimously agreed that Theodosius was ordained with the consent of the bishops and the people and according to the canons of the church. Achius, who was present in this council, he rose up confessing that he had transgressed. He asked for forgiveness and to remain as archdeacon as he was before. They sent these facts to the empress. Since the emperor was in agreement with the faith of the Council of Chalcedon, he wanted to attract the Pope to this erroneous faith. He wrote to his representative in Alexandria saying, "If the Patriarch Theodosius agreed with us in faith along with his papacy at the governorship of the city of Alexandria, but if he did not agree, he should be expelled from the city." When the Patriarch heard that, he said that what the devil had told the Lord Christ, after he showed him all the kingdoms of the world and their glory, "All these things will I give you, if you will fall down and worship me." The Patriarch then left the city and went to Upper Egypt and stayed there confirming the believers. Later on, the emperor called Saint Theodosius to Constantinople, so he went with some of the learned priests. The emperor received him with great honor and seated him in a distinguished place. He tried to flatter him and talk gently to him to persuade him to agree on the faith of the Council of Chalcedon. When he did not yield, he exiled him to Upper Egypt and appointed in his place a person called Paul. When this Paul arrived to Alexandria, its people did not receive him. He remained there for a year and only few followed him. When the emperor heard of this, he commanded to shut the churches until the people submitted to the patriarch he appointed. The believers built a church in the name of Saint Mark and another on the name of Saint Cosmos and Damian outside the city, where they were able to receive the holy mysteries and baptize their children. When the emperor heard that he had the churches opened, Pope Theodosius, when he heard this, feared that the emperor might have intended to lure the people by the act. He wrote a letter to the believer to confirm them in the Orthodox faith and to warn them from the deception of the infidel. He lived 4 years in Alexandria and remained in exile in Upper Egypt for 28 years. He spent 31 years, 4 months, and 15 days in the Patriarchate. This Pope wrote many discourses and the useful teaching. May his prayers be with us all. Amen. And also on this day, the Church celebrates the commemoration of the consecration of the Church of Ambasarabamon, the martyr, Bishop of Nicaea. May his prayer be with us, and glory be to God forever. Amen.
Avasarabamon.